Say, girls, I got a secret to tell you. I'm going to play a little tune called Honeysuckle Time. I'll never make love in a buggy or horses carry tails.
Surprise for you. Your program isn't like mine. I expect you found that out. We love surprises, and this is a little surprise right here. The Country Cloggers, straight not from the Blue Ridge Mountains or the Appalachians, but from Tampa, the mountains of Tampa, Florida, are coming to dance the Golden Slippers for us. Helpers will bring some of these benches forward here. I'm going to call for our folk singers, and our pickers and players, I want them all up here on the stage at the same time. I want Diane, and I want Warren Lockamy up here. Is Cousin Warren here? I want Sally and Cousin Bill, Cousin Sally and Cousin Bill up here. I want Cousin Shorty Beedenball from Lake City and his banjo made out of a V8 hub. I want Dave Osborne from, oh, Dave's not here. He'll be here tomorrow night. I want Uncle Oscar Swales. I want Cousin Winifred Moon, Cousin Joe Roden, Cousin Fiddlin' Jack Holston, Cush. I want Pearl and Amy Zeniba from Live Oak. I want Cousin Frank Noble, Cousin Willie Mathis, and Cousin Frank Evans from Tampa, Florida. All up here now. Have you come right on the stage? Right now. Bring your instrument, your implements. Come on, Cousin Winifred, don't be modest now. Don't stand back with all these men folks. There's another lady up here. To get them time to get fixed, you know. Now let's see. Well, I think the prettiest ought to come first. Let's hear from Diane, shall we? What are you going to sing for us, Diane? I'll bring the mic. It'll pick up from these, I'll get you a chair. Bring Cousin Winifred a chair, Jezebel, that's right.
Set sail across the foam to make sweet Nell. Upon the way he heard them say that Jack and Nell were wed. With sighs and frets he now regrets that he had ever said, give my love to Nellie Jack and kiss her once for me. The fairest girl in all the world, I know you'll say to she. Treat her kindly, Jack, old pal, and tell her I am well. And when you've met, oh, don't forget to give my love to Nell. Upon the street they chanced to meet, said, Joe, you selfish elf. The next girl that I learn to love, I'll kiss her for myself. But all is fair and love and war, and since you're really well, I won't be angry with you, Jack. And once again, Joe said, give my love to Nellie Jack and kiss her once for me. The fairest girl in all the world, I know you'll say 'tis she. Treat her kindly, Jack, old pal, and tell her I am well. These parting words, oh, don't forget to give my love to Nell.
My, that was pretty. Is Cousin Lauren up here? Which one is he? You mean he couldn't get here? You mean he's turpentining so hard he didn't make it? Well, that doesn't make any difference, because here are Cousin Sally and Cousin Bill Bolin to sing for us.
Darling, I am growing old, silver threads among the gold shine upon my brow today. Life is fading fast away. To remember when I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart, but my darling, you will be always young and fair to me.
Wasn't that pretty? And there's always a place on a program of this ilk for songs of that ilk. Let's give them another hand. Now here comes that V8 Ford banjo player. Let's see what he's gonna do. This is Cousin Shorty Beatenball from Over Lake City Way.
Many of you out there in the audience may not think this was made out of a V8 Ford hubcap. 37 V8 Ford hubcap. After you wear the Ford outdoor and everything else, then you make a banjo out of it.
On a summer day, as the waves were rippled by a soft and gentle breeze, did a ship set sail with its cargo laden for a port beyond the seas. There was sweet farewells, there was loving signals, though her fate it was yet unlearned. Though they knew it was a solemn parting for the ship, what never returned. Cried a feeble lad to his anxious mother, I must cross the great wide sea, for they say perchance in a foreign climate there is health and strength for me. Twas a gleam of hope in a maze of doubt, though her heart for her youngest yearned. Though she sent him away with a smile and a blessing on the ship, what never returned.
Got a woman's disease, laryngitis.
Just one more trip, said a gallant seaman as he kissed his weeping wife. Just one more land of his golden treasure that will last for all our life. Then we'll settle down in a cozy cottage and enjoy sweet rest we've earned. But alas, poor man, he sailed a commander on the ship, what never returned. Did she ever return? No, she never returned, though her fate it was yet unlearned. But for years and years there was fond ones watching for the ship, what never returned.
I was supposed to sing Jack and Joe, and after this girl sang it so beautifully, I'm not going to come along and murder it up behind there. My wife told me coming over here, she said, better keep that hat on out there in the back, because as you know, you've had a cold, and your throat will hang up on you, and it was just about to do it. I'm going to play another one on the number known as the Traveling Coon. Let me tell you people about a traveling man that was raised in Tennessee. He made his living by stealing chickens and anything else he could see. The police got right after the coon. He certainly did get on the board. It made no difference how fast that freight train passed. This coon would get on board. He was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. He was a traveling coon that ever struck this land. Was a traveling man. He was known for miles around. He never got up and he never got enough till the police shot him down. This coon got on that Titanic to sail across the ocean blue. When it struck that big iceberg, overboard he flew. The white folks ran to the deck of the ship, said the coon show was a fool. But when that Titanic ship went down, shooting dice in Liverpool, was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. Was a traveling coon that ever struck this land. Was a traveling man. He was known for miles around. He never gave up, never got enough till the police shot him down. They sent this coon one day after a pail of water The distance he had to go was about 3 miles and a quarter. He got to water all right and started back. Then he stumbled and fell right down. He ran to the house, got another pail, caught the water foot, hit the ground. He was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. Was a traveling schoon that ever struck this land. Was a traveling man. He was known for miles around. He never gave up, and he never got enough till the police shot him down. The police took a Winchester rifle. They shot this goon through the head. The news went all over the countryside that this goon was dead. They sent down south for his mammy. She came with weeping and tears. But when they opened that coffin lid, that fool had disappeared. Was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. Was a traveling schoon that ever struck this land. Was a traveling man. He was known for miles around. He never gave up, never got enough till the police shot him down.
Well, what are you going to do for us, Cousin Oscar?
I think Uncle Frank wants to play the banjo with me.
Oh, well, that'll just be fine. Uncle Frank and Uncle Oscar are going to join forces here and fiddle and pick a little for us.
If you turn this little hook in this
one, all right,
you can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Got one over here. Okay. Now you got it. Now let's bring it. Now you got it.
How old is Uncle Frank?
Uncle Frank.
Did you tell your age?
I'll be 79 years old on my next birthday.
He'll be 79 on his next birthday. He not only plays the banjo, he makes them. Cousin Shorty just told me that he has one that Uncle Frank made out of a peck measure and a zinc bucket. I wish he'd brought it over, don't you?
I'll be 72 my next birthday.
Well, I declare, that's wonderful. Wonderful. All right, one more little short one.
Okay, let's try it out. Let's play sure.
Now, no Florida folk festival would be complete without our lovely folk singer from Gainesville in Columbus, Georgia, and Monticello, Florida, Winifred Moon.
Used to this kind of mic, I hope I can.
It's picking up.
It's picking
fine,
up?
Yes, fine.
Now, this, I want to tell you a little something about this instrument. It's a dulcimer. We don't see too many of those in Florida, but it was developed in the mountain states of the South. And as far as I know, it's one of the instruments that was developed in this country. It was carved out of native woods in the mountain states, and they made them, the mountaineers made them themselves. And I don't know where they got the strings. Perhaps they managed to get banjo strings or something. But anyway, it's a very interesting instrument. It's something like the Norwegian langeleg, which means long-legged, and it is long-legged. But it has three strings. This one, sometimes they have four, but this one has three. And I'll sing a couple of Scottish songs for you. Can you hear me? By yon bonny banks and yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever wont to gaze, on the bonny, bonny banks, O Loch Lomond. Oh, ye'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. But me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks, O Loch Lomond. I mind where we parted in yon shady glen, on the steep, steep side of Ben Lomond, where in purple hue the highland hills we view, and the moon shining out, pray the gloaming. Oh, ye'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be afore ye. But me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks, O Loch Lomond. Now, this little short Scottish song is used to dance the what is it, the highland?